Blog Talk Radio.
Reputation for handling brawls. All I need is me a few seconds and more. And if I rap, tell the lady bring my lap. And I ain't coming back, so you can put a car right there. I'm the truth, and I ain't got nothing to prove. And you can ask anybody, cause they seen me do it. Barricades, I run right through them. I'm used to them. Throw all the dirt you want. No, you don't. Still won't have a pen up in a fabulous room. Bone her back, picking out a basket of fruit.
I love you, bro.
Yeah, freaking Petey, love you too. You know how I do.
Welcome. This is Ask AF, Big Mama Truth, not the kind of truth you're accustomed to, but the kind of truth you goddamn well gonna hear, because that's all I know how to do. I'm as transparent as see-through Reynolds rap. I tell you, you can see straight through me, because what I say is what I mean, and what I mean is what I say. And how are you doing today? All flowing in the building, you can call me AF. Today is Sunday night, and this is our nightly show at 8 p.m., where we're going to be talking tonight about being young at heart. Some people say you can't revisit your childhood, and I say, them bastards is liars, because you can always revisit your childhood, it's just that you can't stay there. It's like visiting grandma's house. You like to go over there every so often, but you know you don't want to live with her, because her rules ain't the kind of rules that you want to go by. So let me go on with my rant before we even talk about the real topic. So I can't even say it's my youth. It's my children's youth, because The Lion King came out when my kids were little, not when necessarily when I was little. But it didn't matter because I was a kid back then, too. Went straight to the movies, got the popcorn, put the kids in there, told them to shut the hell up as if this movie was really for me and not them. And I sat there, and I busted a tear when Mustafa got killed. I was like, damn, Scar, damn. And I was upset. You could feel the pain. And, you know, even some of them thug niggas were sitting up in there with their supposedly baby mamas and kids was wiping their tears because, you know, Mustafa was that nigga, man. He put niggas in check. And he lost his life. But, so, I digress. I'm taking it back. So, my daughter for Christmas decided that, you know, she's not a baller. But she decided that she knows her mom and she knows what her mom really likes. And her mom is nothing but a big kid at heart. And The Lion King has been out on Broadway for God knows how many years. And I kept saying, oh, I'm going to get it. But the tickets was always too much. And I'm like, I'm not paying for it. So for Christmas, she bought me one ticket. Yes, I did say one ticket. My child was like, if you ain't going, you going by yourself. You ain't caring nobody. Nobody going with you. You don't need no company. You was born by yourself. You're going to die by yourself. This is how you're going to go. You're going to be there by yourself. So guess what? I went by myself, and it was great. I sat there, and I weeb away, and the jungle and all of that stuff. And I'm telling you, it brought me back to, you know, kids actually being cute enough to actually want them right before I put them on eBay. Yeah, the police made me stop doing that. But still, it was right before that time where that Disney feel of life is just awesome. And it took me back to when I took them to see Beauty and the Beast. I'm like, oh, my God, Disney is, like, the ultimate. And it has some adult things in it that people may not have noticed or seen. But, hey, why ruin it for the kids? Let them grow up and figure it out. So just to give you a little tidbit of taste of what I experienced, you know, we're going to Hakuna Matata it with Disney tonight. Let's hear what the Lion King. Hakuna Matata.
Hakuna Matata. What a wonderful phrase. Hakuna Matata ain't no peasant craze. It means no worries. days. It's our common creed philosophy. Hakuna Matata.
Hakuna Matata?
Yeah, it's our motto.
What's the motto?
Nothing. What's the motto with you? You know, kid, these two words will solve all your problems. That's right. Take Pumbaa, for example. Why, when he was a young warthog.
When I was a young warthog.
Very nice.
Thanks.
He found his aroma lacked a certain appeal. He could clear the savannah after every meal.
I'm a sensitive soul, though I seem thick-skinned. And it hurt that my friends never stood downwind. And oh, the shame!
He was the shame.
For the change in my name.
Oh, what's in a name?
And I got downhearted.
How did you feel?
Every time that I...
Hey, Pumbaa, not in front of the kids.
Oh, sorry.
Hakuna Matata. What a wonderful phrase. Hakuna Matata. Ain't no passing phrase.
Welcome to our humble home.
You live here?
We live wherever we want.
Yep, home is where your rump rests.
It's beautiful.
I'm starved.
I'm so hungry I could eat a whole zebra.
Ah, we're fresh out of zebra.
Any antelope?
Nuh-uh.
Hippo?
Nope. Listen, kid, if you live with us, you have to eat like us. Hey, this looks like a good spot to rustle up some grub.
Ew, what's that?
A grub. What's it look like?
Ew, gross.
Tastes like chicken.
Slimy yet satisfying.
These are rare delicacies. Pecans with a very pleasant crunch.
You'll learn to love them.
I'm telling you, kid, this is the great life. No rules, no responsibilities. Ooh, the little cream filled kind. And best of all, no worries. Well, kid?
Oh, well. Hakuna Matata. Slimy and satisfying.
That's it.
Hakuna Matata means no worries. How many of us have been living like that without even knowing that we was Hakuna Matata in our life away? Like, no worries. Too many times we sit around and we focus on everything that's going on us and we put so many pressures on us that we don't have time to sit back and say no worries. We put so much stress on us that we don't even realize that some things that we can do so easily, we make it harder because we add the worries. Sometimes we have to step back and say Hakuna Matata. Now, we can't do it all the time because we got bills to pay and things to see and whatever. But sitting in that stage, like I was, oh, Lord. If you have never seen The Lion King, I do advise that you save up your ducats, put 10 and 10 together and make it 20, put 20 and 20 together and make it 40, and eventually you make it to whatever the ticket price costs. It is an experience that you have to do at least once. Well, I do it 1,001 more times, so my paycheck don't cover that much. But I am glad for the experience. I got to the way that they make the animals seem so real, and they were coming down the aisle, and I was in the proper aisle so that I can actually experience it. Now, the sad part about doing Broadway, which makes you realize how much of an adult you have to be because they take away your joy, is when you go to the fucking concession stands. When I say the fucking concession stands, that's right, I said the fucking concession stands. How the hell does a dollar pack of M&M cost $4.99? You, what? Those were the best tasting M&Ms in my whole entire life. I'm still savoring it. I feel like I got a little piece in the back I refuse to swallow because for $5 for a pack of M&Ms, they didn't have not one trick in it, didn't have no prize in it, didn't even have a Kumana Tata on it, didn't have nothing written on it. These M&Ms, yo, they making more money. They selling these tickets at God high prices. Don't get me wrong, the talent is wonderful. However, when you sell a normal dollar bag of chips for $5, and you know there ain't no other place to eat, and you starving, so you buy this $5, and the bag don't even say Lion King on it, you know it's a ripoff. That's when you put your big girl drawers on and you say, I'm just going to sit here and swallow my spit. And things like that make you bring back the hood and the ratchet. You know the hood and the ratchet, because I know I wasn't the only one. See, I came from the old school type of household where you didn't get the things like normal kids. You didn't get name brand shit. You know what I'm saying? If the ice cream truck ran by, you got a cone in the fridge with the three ice cream flavors, chocolate, vanilla, and strawberry. And, of course, everybody loved chocolate, so by the time I got there, all I had was damn vanilla or strawberry. And I hated vanilla and strawberry. But was I getting Mr. Softy? Nah. Grandma's like, no sense. We would drive past McDonald's, and niggas be like, oh, you want McDonald's? All right, wait till we get home. You get all excited thinking that she's just going home to drop the kids so she can come back. No, she in the kitchen making a burger about as big as your fist, but it's like a hockey puck, and she putting on some Wonder Bread, talking about, here's your McDonald's. Now put that with a Jamaican accent. Here's your McDonald's there. All right, okay. We live with that. You know what I'm saying? We live with that. Movie time, yes. Our family was nice enough. We had enough money where we could take all the kids to the movies, but we wasn't getting no damn popcorn, soda, or candy from the mansion. Mom went and got, popped some popcorn at home, put it in a paper bag, put everybody, all kids had a paper bag, put it in, got to the movies. When you sat down, everybody got to lay the paper bag. See, they made you want to bring back ratchets. Now, I understand, because $5 for some M&M's, I would have went to Dwayne Reed, and I would have gave my whole row 4 M&M's for free. Because that's how shit that was. If I'd have dropped the M&M in there, I was going to pick it up and eat it. And I didn't give a damn if it was a 5-second or 25-second rule. Because for $5, I need to taste the dirt then to hit the floor. But I'm just saying, that's bringing it back to my childhood. I want to keep on messing. There are many a type of Disney movies that have graced the period. And I've also been feeling myself like when I'm home, and I've gotten home for a long day at work, and I don't want to go through the Netflix, and I don't want to go through the Hulu and the cable and all of that other stuff, or even the regular TV. I put on a little bit of Frozen. That's right. I be sitting up here, grown-ass woman, sitting there talking about, do you want to build a snowman? And with the snow outside right now, I need to be knocking on my best friend's door. Sis, do you want to build a snowman? No? Okay, bye. Well, let's hear a little bit of Frozen, and then we'll bring in Cinderella. She want to really build a snowman with me.
Kingdom of ice bothered me anyway. It's funny how some distance makes everything seem small. And the fear is the one controls me.
Let it go. Listen, it's all lies because the cold bothers me every day. I was just.
AF, you're so silly. You said the cold bothered you every day?
Yes, I was just outside, girl. The cold was bothering me. It wasn't letting it go. Like, hell no. Hell no. Not letting it go. I'm like, give me a coat. Give me a coat.
You're right.
A car. A nigga with some big arms to wrap up something. Because the cold, it bothers me every day. And you know I'm a true Jamaican. Only 3 days out of the week I got socks on. So you know.
Very true. Very true.
The cold
very true. Very true.
Me every day. So, I got you on. I'm going to ask you two questions. Right? Two questions.
Uh-huh.
So, let's start with the first question. Okay. So, first one is. Do you want to build a snowman?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to meet you outside as soon as the snow gets pretty again. Not again. Not now. Snow's been messed up.
Yeah,
that was
I could build a snowman, but I'm not really interested in building a snowman in the dirty snow. Fresh snow
yeah,
all
so
day, every day. I got you.
Yeah, we're going to wait for the new snow. We're going to wait for the new snow, and we're going to build a snowman. And you can't tell me no when I knock on your door, and I'm like, Cindy, you want to build a snowman? Because you already said yes. We have
you
it on tape. Everybody's going to know you said it. Yeah, we're going
to
build a snowman.
You can go ahead and knock on the door if you want to. If somebody answers, I'm sorry.
Now, question number two. Of all the Disney movies out, old past our childhood to our present children's childhood, what is your ultimate favorite?
Damn, Disney movies. I don't know if it was a Disney movie. I think it was. I am a big Mary Poppins fan.
Who knows? Mary Poppins is actually Disney. We're going to have to Google that.
I think so. I think Mary Poppins was definitely a Disney flick.
I mean, I know
it wasn't a cartoon.
Was
it was live action.
The FBI Lodocious chick, but I'm
absolutely,
not sure
absolutely,
she was
absolutely.
Disney.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Hold on. Let me look it up right now. Disney and Mary Poppins.
Oh, we
both
doing
so,
it. Because you know, the other thing that you know AF does better than make up words, and lately she's been educating people with different words on her page, is I'm a Google queen. I will Google everything, including the illnesses that run my body and have my doctor tell me that I'm hyper.
Yes, yes. Mary Poppins was definitely a Disney flick. Roger.
Okay,
Mary
Poppins. Okay.
Yes, I was, me and Julie
and
Andrews
why?
Go way, way back, wait, me and Julie Andrews go way, way back to The Sound of Music, and when I saw her in Mary Poppins, I was like, yeah, let's get it. Don't ask me which one came first, though, because, you know, growing up, you just watch whatever's on TV, and I learned the proper notes and how to sing and stuff like that by watching these movies. So I'm a big Mary Poppins fan. I'm a big Julie Andrews fan altogether. One of my favorite songs from Mary Poppins is Spoonful of Sugar.
Oh, that happens to be mine too. But I just want to let y'all know, okay? So coming from a Jamaican household, they do some things to children that I don't necessarily believe that we still do today. This thing called weekly washouts. And trust me when them say, a teaspoon of sugar don't make shit go down better. That shit sticks in
your
throat.
Yeah, no, I don't.
It's nasty as everything else. So.
No, it don't.
My thing was, I wanted the umbrella thing. Like, you know how many days I stood outside with an umbrella just trying to fly. Just wanted to take off like Mary Poppins. She lied. You know how many times I looked in a bag and tried to pull out everything out of it, but nothing was in it.
All right.
Everything was in it.
Well, you know.
Yes.
You do know that Mary Poppins was not a regular nanny.
It's a little bit tired.
Exactly.
You
wanted
are
the
aware.
Magic bag. Okay. So
yeah, that magic
this.
Bag was
you
hot, though.
You never drawn nothing on the sidewalk and tried to jump in it?
No, I have
think
not.
Think about it.
But I definitely wanted that velvet bag that everything came in. My girl packed her whole fucking life in that bag. And
I
was like, can I have one of those?
I drew Jamaica on the sidewalk and jumped in that bitch 15 times and I was still in America.
Yeah, you were still right where you were. She is not
what?
A fraud. You know, she's just real special.
She was.
No.
A white woman gonna come down here and get these little badass kids to be good and then disappear. Where the fuck was Mary
it's
when my kids was acting
up? Bad...
I wrote a letter. When my kids was fucking acting up, I wrote a letter. I need a motherfucking nanny. I'ma need a nanny who's gonna whoop ass and get these kids improper without me having an ACS case.
Well, that's why Mary Poppins didn't show up, because she didn't believe in what the kids asked. What she believed in was some solid moral etiquette.
Imagination.
And values. Yeah, some solid moral etiquette and values
jump into
that, got your own ass in trouble when you was ready.
This woman didn't discipline nobody. She said, stop talking, jump into this. And she probably got these kids doing drugs now because they trying to get the same feeling they had when they was a kid. Jumping through things,
you know what? I'm done
lying in places.
No, we're not doing this. We're not doing this. We're just gonna play the song Mary Poppins Spoonful of Sugar, y'all, because she going in and I'm really not feeling her.
I'm just saying, let's hear what a spoonful of sugar does.
Come on, everybody all at the same time. Sorry, y'all. Everybody all at the same time was moving.
We doing the spoon sugar. We all singing. Are we singing it? I could do it. Okay. My singing ain't all that good, but a spoonful of sugar makes the medicine go down.
Go down.
Medicine.
The medicine.
Go down.
Go down.
Go down.
Medicine. Go down. No. We trying to play the
I thought my singing career was about to pop off.
Yours too, right? Al's about to get in soon. No. What it is I was just trying to do too much at the same time, and I think my buttons.
Oh, the buttons thick. Because I'm saying
what happened
I could
to
get
my button?
I could get my Beyonce wig on tomorrow, and we could do the booty dance. To a spoon. I could do the video. Get some sugar. Y'all just bought a 5-pound bag. So,
every job that must be done, there is an element of fun. You find the fun, and snap! The job's a game. And every task you undertake becomes a piece of cake. A most delightful way.
You didn't just straight ask her for something. You was the sweetest thing. You ever heard the saying where they say, you get more with honey than you do with vinegar? So that teaspoon of sugar sometimes is the little things that you need to, like, push over to get what you need, you know? Like when AF comes into the room and she be like, yo, you are so nice. Can you go get those bags out the car? Yeah, that's usually me being a spoonful of sugar. And sometimes people may also say, that's me being full of something else. But if you do, you might get smacked, so don't say that. That's not a good look. But we're talking about, like, you know, just the different things that you go through in your childhood and the things that trigger back to you. And for me, it's the Disney Frasier. Right now, I mean, there's a lot of different things in the world. But because I went to go see The Lion King, you know, I'm sitting here like, I want to get the Lion King pajamas on and I want to, you know, sing Hakuna Matata all night long and enjoy that. So this is not one of those, I mean, you may get a lesson out of it. You may reminisce, you know, you think back to them days when poverty was real, when the struggle was real. You know, and we talk about those families who have those houses that, you know, and I had a house like that where you had peanut butter, no jelly, or you had peanut butter and jelly, no bread. You had Frosted Flakes, no milk. You know, it was days when you used to make wish sandwiches. You wish you had some meat for that sandwich. Sometimes you wish you had some cheese for that sandwich when the struggle was real. When you think, when the original Disney movie, if I'm not mistaken, was Bambi. Yeah. My mother took me to see that movie. Yeah, I'm getting emotional because I saw it in the movie. And I wanted to know why Bambi mama had to die. Why she had to die? She ain't do nothing to nobody. Why Bambi had to grow up without no mother? See, that's how you knew Bambi was black, because they took her mother away from her already. And then she had to go through the life, and then her best friend was Thumper, and you know Thumper was really a drug dealer because he was always, he was either on drugs or he was a drug dealer. Thumper was just too hype for me. I don't know. But, if we have any callers out there, 323-870-4360, I want to know, what's your favorite Disney movie, and how does it link to your childhood past? You can call in, press 1. And we want to hear from you because AM is going through some moments of childhood, and I'm telling you, I'm almost ready to call a case on everybody who raised me because it sounds like abuse. It do. Peanut butter, no jelly. You know what it's like to eat peanut butter with no jelly? No, that just sticks in your throat. You be talking like, that's child abuse. That is. Kool-Aid, no sugar is the bitterest thing in the world. Oh, Sins, come on, talk it. Tell us about your childhood thing. Go ahead. Tell us what happened with you.
I mean, there were some very interesting days being the oldest of 6 kids. But I never experienced peanut butter, no bread.
No, peanut butter, no jelly.
Peanut butter, no jelly.
You know, the jelly made the peanut butter slide down. It made it slide. When you ain't had that jelly, it just stuck there. It was like, that's child abuse.
You know what? I can't argue because I can't even say nothing because I like I used to eat clean peanut butter sandwiches all the time because I liked it. I like peanut butter. I don't know if it was just a side effect of the situation. It's like, okay, you get that, you like that, okay, eat that. Just, you know, you don't ask no questions.
I'm gonna tell you the real secret. But, I learned this a little bit. I'll tell you a secret why parents gave children peanut butter with no jelly. You couldn't.
Why?
That was a quiet time. You couldn't talk.
Yep.
You were too busy trying to breathe.
You're trying to smack your lips.
Right. Exactly.
You trying to smack your lips, trying to fucking choke down the damn bread and the peanut butter.
They called parents in the neighborhood, and they told them about it. They was like, yo, get little Jimmy some peanut butter, no jelly. I'm telling you, quiet for about a half an hour, but you might have to do CPR.
Oh,
what's that looking like? I'm just saying.
I found out. I guess they had a plan. Yeah,
I guess they had a plan for their quiet time. Kids was making too much noise. Lunchtime. Let's give them a sandwich. Everybody a peanut butter sandwich. Everybody a peanut butter sandwich. Ghost in the room. Nobody come check on you neither. You used to get so tired. No. You don't need that peanut butter. You pass out. Just took a nap.
Yeah, right. Your mouth, your jaws get tired.
It used to be snacking in that thumb.
Nah, but
not
see,
even because you
we learned
to.
The secret. Nah. Then we learned the secret. You gotta toast the bread first before you eat the peanut butter. Because once you
yeah, that's when you became a teenager. They didn't care about you no more then.
And when you toast the bread first, I found it out in my preteen. You toast the bread first.
Yeah, that's a preteen.
The peanut butter
but when
real
you was
low.
Like 5 to 9, they wasn't telling you that. You was
yeah, no, they didn't give
toast.
A shit.
They let you touch the toaster. They knew what they were telling
you. You didn't know about toaster. You was about 12.
It was a conspiracy. You being young at heart, let me tell you as an adult now, I'm finding out all the conspiracy as a parent. And I'm not telling my kids because I used a few of these conspiracies to get through life myself. You know,
I'm sure.
You know the conspiracies. You don't feel good? Here,
yep.
Take some of this. What's that? What was that name? Robitussin. Robitussin.
Tussin.
Ooh.
Tussin.
That was baby liquor. That was the store joint for the kids.
Get
them two shots
of that
and rub their back. Go to
sleep. Put some Vicks on them. Make them feel like they really sick.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, boy, let me get
open
that.
The window a little bit.
Mommy,
I'm cold. It ain't cold in here to heat up. Window wide open. Mm-hmm.
No, I didn't do that to my kids. No.
Oh,
and my mother didn't do that.
The kids
me.
Are still.
She didn't crack it. No,
small.
No. My mom did not crack a window talking about you. You cold? No.
Like, no, yes, you got to think about it. Think about it. You might not. I got to ventilate this room. You ain't never heard that? Got to let the air circulate.
Yeah, but my mom did that when I was
in here. Mm-hmm. That was her just making it cold. So when you get that teenage, you get undercover, put the Vicks on your chest, you go to sleep. telling you it was a conspiracy. We luckily made it out alive. And to make it to Vice,
well,
they will give us cartoons.
You know, back in the day, cartoons was really cartoons. I mean, they was really some full of some shit. Now that you really look back at them.
Okay, but so cartoons was great. You know, back in the day, cartoons was kind of, I got in a lot of trouble because of some cartoons.
Yo.
I got in a lot of
cartoons.
Okay,
cartoons
and Jerry,
were not made for kids.
Tom and Jerry was a setup.
Yeah.
For ass whipping.
Tom and Jerry was the ill setup. That was an ass whipping waiting to happen.
Okay. Who, so how many of us, and I'm not going to say me included, tried to set up a swimming pool in their kitchen because they overflowed the sink like Tom and Jerry did. Buddy. That
or slingshot your brother. Or slingshot your brother across
and
the goddamn room thinking
that
nothing's going to happen.
In the kitchen, that wasn't because of Tom and Jerry, and that wasn't us. And I hope my family ain't listening to that because the carpet had to be replaced. And the chairs got warped with water. But it was a fraud. It didn't happen. You can't plug the kitchen sink and get a swimming pool. It don't work. And Bugs Bunny,
it don't work like that.
Jumping off of things with an umbrella doesn't land you safely on the ground.
Mm-mm. No.
Get
doesn't.
Your arm broken in the hospital and an ass whooping for jumping off the garage roof with your grandmother's good umbrella.
Yep.
But I'm not saying that's what really happened. I'm just saying that's what could have happened.
Yo, I know a few people who jumped
like
off the
that.
Roof. I know a few people mm-hmm. who jumped off the roof thinking that they was Wile E. Coyote and they weren't gonna get hurt.
With the umbrella, open the umbrella. Mm-hmm. Oh, the sheet.
No,
fuck
the umbrella.
Either.
They didn't even care about the umbrella. They was just like, yo, Wile E. Coyote did it. We gonna just roll down the ceiling right here.
Wait. At least the kids in our family decided to do it to their fullest. Got the towel and umbrella, and near one of them works.
Not near one of them.
And don't ever try to dig to China in your grandmother's garden.
Yo, I think every child tried that at least twice in their life.
Listen, Tom went all the way
and
to China.
Any kid that had a backyard, access to a backyard, tried that at least twice in their life.
Yeah,
the first time
was really
you know what?
I didn't dig far enough.
The
second time because I was trying to get to China, but the ass whippings were the same.
Yeah.
I mean, this is all flowing, Big Mama. We're just sitting here reminiscing about what it's like to go through a childhood of falsified images.
the name of the show is called Being Young at Heart.
Yeah, and I was young at heart, and all I can remember is all these assholes and all this young at heart shit. But, maybe I was not all that good of a child. But let's bring it back to the Disney, because the Disney is what brought it in. Like Beauty and the Beast. Beauty and the Beast actually was the first Broadway play that I ever saw on Broadway that wasn't contributed to or... because of high school, like, you know, I saw Romeo and Juliet, and Hamlet and stuff like that, but that was all because, you know, the school forced me to. My first Broadway play was Beauty and the Beast. And I'm going to tell you how upset I was with Beauty and the Beast. Beauty and the Beast was, like, my safe haven. Like, I would go to work at KFC or whatever as an adult and could be pissed off and whatever and come home and play this over and over and over again. Gazelle. And be so Beauty and the Beast, and be in a whole different world. Like, oh my god, I'd be so calm. My kids be like, oh my god. They got to a point where my kids was like, this is supposed to be for us. You're doing this too much. We don't want to see it ever again. And they would hide my DVD. And I was like, are you serious? Like, oh no. Like, Belle is in love with the Beast. Gaston. Oh no. And like. I could see myself in her because I was like, I read all the time. I'm so pretty. I don't think I didn't have a crazy father, you know. And then let's see. Then trying to learn history with Pocahontas, right? Pocahontas was pretty. I don't know.
Pocahontas was pretty intense.
It was, but it kind of confused me a little bit because Pocahontas speaking no English. And John spoke English, But under the tree, they speak English. They understand each other. Then how did everybody else, like, when they wasn't under the tree, how did they understand each other? Like, Disney had me really going, like, am I doing drugs? Like, you can't watch Disney and do drugs. Like, you really need to
keep
that shit alone.
I think some of those people who used to draw for Disney was on drugs.
I think so, because I'm like, how am I explaining this? Like, Mom, you don't speak any English.
Mom, I got a Disney. I got a Disney.
You know, so I'm like, how does that work? Like, her people only speak their language, and his people only speak their language, but they speak each other language. But she ain't never heard English a day in her life, but the heart. So I just walked up to some strange person who spoke another language and felt as my heart to have him understand. I want him to move, but it didn't work out that way. Kind of felt a little offended when I bumped him. Like we under a tree, nigga. This is nature. You supposed to understand what the fuck I'm saying. He didn't, so yeah. I guess it only works in Disney.
Yeah, possibly only working in Disney.
So let's hear Pocahontas talk about, you know, the wind and stuff, because that's evidently how they was able to speak to each other, because it was in the wind. And I went outside.
Yeah, no. It was of the heart, and then their love danced in the wind, and that's how they were able to speak and shit like that. It was fucking crap. Live.
Well, then I get a fine. Well, when somebody finds some love for me that's in a different language with a lot of money, and I'll guarantee you, I don't give a fuck what you speak. Your cat and me will understand each other.
Pocahontas, color of the wind, y'all.
Yes.
You think I'm an ignorant savage, and you've been so many places, I guess it must be so, but still I cannot see. If the savage one is me, how can there be so much that you don't know? You don't know. You think you own whatever land you land on. The earth is just a dead thing you can claim. But I know every rock and tree and creature has a life, has a spirit, has a name. You think the only people who are people are the people who look and think like you. But if you walk the footsteps of a stranger, you'll learn things you never knew, you never knew. Have you ever heard the wolf cry to the blue corn moon? Or asked the grinning bobcat why he grinned? Can you sing with all the voices of the mountains? Can you paint with all the colors of the wind? Can you paint with all the colors of the wind? Run the hidden pine trails of the forest. Come taste the sun-sweet berries of the earth. Come roll in all the riches all around you. And for once, never wonder what they're worth. The rainstorm and the river are my brothers. The heron and the otter are my friends. And we are all connected to each other. In a circle, in a hoop that never ends. How high does the sycamore grow? If you cut it down, then you'll never know. And you'll never hear the wolf cry to the blue corn moon. But whether we are white or copper-skinned, we need to sing with all the voices of the mountain. Need to paint with all the colors of the wind. You can own the earth, and still all you'll own is earth until you can paint with all the colors of the
Yeah. All the colors of the wind. Ooh.
So basically, she was cussing his ass out. That's what that mm-hmm. one was about. She was basically telling him, you could go wherever the hell you gotta go. You get upset when people don't look like you. But I really must question whether I am the savage or you are the savage. You are an asshole. You don't know nothing about shit. That's basically what she said to him. Don't poke on.
That's right, Pocahontas. Stand up for your shit. Niggas ain't shit when they ain't want to be shit, but they'll be shit when you need to be shit, but you don't know when the shit is going to be the shit, so oh shit. Gotcha.
No, man, but no. This is a fun show this week. I believe we're going to have another fun show in about 2 weeks because I'm going to go see Aladdin. This is a Broadway year. Like, I think I need to see at least, well, there's no more Disney Broadway on right now, so I'm good on Disney. I did the two Disney. I'm mad
wait,
that
so
I
Lion
missed.
King is done?
No, it's still there. I mean, I've seen it already. I don't have to see it again.
Somebody
get
me some tickets.
Yeah, well, you know, like, maybe once, I guess, after we do Healing with Words, we might raffle off a ticket or two. We'll see how that looks.
Yeah, you know, that might be a good idea.
Yeah, we
might
be
a good idea.
I say a ticket or two, because yeah. You might get one ticket and somebody else might get one ticket, because we ain't got it in the budget. We gonna see what that looks like. Like my
you
daughter said, Ma, you said you wanted to see it. You didn't say you and a friend. You're going to go see it. But we'll see what that looks like, because it's a Broadway year, and I feel like there's a lot of things. Like, I want to go see Hamilton, but guess what? It sold out until I give birth, and that's never happening, so I guess I'll never
see
it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's the kind of thing that's going on there. And a lot of shows are leaving, and some have come back, like Cats have come back. And I really would love to see Cats. So, yeah, I would really love to see Cats, but I'm not so sure. Like, I don't know. I just don't know. That's like if Rent came back on Broadway, I don't know if I would go see it. I've seen the DVD like 1,000
right.
times, but then again, Broadway is something different. But
yeah.
Let's move forward with the things that are going on for us next week.
Okay. Yes. Okay, so actually not next week. Through this week. So of course tonight is Ask AF, you know. She's on every Sunday night at 8 PM, new time, new date, but you know, same station, same bat channel, same bat station, you know, same bat
same bat
you know,
woman.
AF don't change. Tomorrow night, I'm up at 11 PM with Sins Writer Request. You got the words, I got the music, send in your requests and dedications to sendwriterrequests@gmail.com, and I got you. We will read your dedication on air and play your music, as always. Tuesday night is conversations with Mo Don at 9 o'clock. He may do Indie Music Tuesdays because he's been switching it up a little bit. But he's on Tuesday, and he's on Wednesday with Indie Music Wednesdays, 2 hours of some of the hottest underground music and up-and-coming artists that you have ever seen. And if he don't like your shit while he play it on air, he will absolutely tell you. So you'll be able to see it out, listen to it all week, and know what's up. So it's SinCityRadioNYC.com. You can listen live while we're on air, 323-870-4360. You can call in and talk to us and, you know, talk shit while we talk shit. So it's all good. All the hosts on the station are absolutely fabulous. Thank you, AF, for always being who you are. This Thursday is a very important day. IHOM, the International Humanitarian Outreach Ministries, is doing its 7th annual memorial service in honor of those 350,000 lives lost in Haiti during the earthquake 7 years ago. The service will be from 1 to 5 p.m. with cocktail hour after, and it will be held at the Alexander Hamilton U.S. Customs House, which is 1 Bowling Green, New York City, the 5 train to Bowling Green. All my Haitians, Haiti, stop by say, come out for you'll get to hear some awesome speakers, people who have their ear to the ground and the pulse of Haiti in terms of rebuilding and renewing Haiti in both the mainland and in the diaspora. as well as seeing some awesome performances by our Haitian people. And Chef Claudie Pierre, Eminent Hospitality, will be providing some treats during our cocktail hour along with Tonnel Restaurant. So it's going to be an absolutely awesome event, and I hope to see you guys there Thursday, January 12th, 1 to 5 p.m., U.S. Customs House, 1 Bowling Green. So see you guys there.
Yeah. And then on for the rest of this year, time going on, we have Motivational Services honoring the Black Lives Matter movement in February. Information will be coming up shortly. I believe it's February 24th, but I'll have to get back with y'all. Check my page for the actual information. And in March, we have My Story at Pearl Studios on March 11th. And July 15th, we have the fifth rendition of Healing with Words, Living Up to Your True Potential. There may be many other things going in and out of there. So we'll have interviews coming live on AXAF. We'll be interviewing prospective entrepreneurs, business people, motivational speakers. We'll be talking about what is 2017's goal plans and what is it looking like for the black industry, for black-owned America. Because we built it, we should claim it. Fuck it. We did it. Let's keep it moving. I think I have one more song. I named my daughter. All right, so let me tell you how my daughter got her name right. My daughter's name is Ariel. Not because of the Little Mermaid. It just so happened that around the same time Little Mermaid came out, but that's not what it is. Her real name was supposed to be A. Royale. And you see, you got to be careful when you're naming your children, because what your intentions are may stick with them. See, she is a royal pain in my ass. See, she is. She is a royal this and a royal that. But her name was Ariel. And now that she's seen that stupid-ass movie from Disney, she believes that she's truly a princess. She has no crown, no money, or no castle, but she still believes that. So let's hear The Little Mermaid as we come close to going off.
And Flounder will splash around to get his attention, and then
down
we'll go.
Down here is your home. Ariel, listen to me. The human world, it's a mess. Life under the sea is better than anything they got up there. The seaweed is always greener in somebody else's lake. You dream about going up there, but that is a big mistake. Just look at the world around you, right here on the ocean floor. Such wonderful things around you. What more are you looking for? Under the sea, under the sea. Darling, it's better down where it's wetter. Take it from me. Up on the shore, they work all day. Out in the sun, they slave away. While the devoting bulls are floating under the sea. Down here, all the fish is happy as off through the waves they roll. The fish on the land is happy. It's hard 'cause they in the bowl. But fish in the bowl is lucky. They in for a worse of fate. One day when the boss gets hungry,
yes, you go beyond the place.
But no, under the sea. Under the sea, nobody beat us, fry us, and eat us in flickery. We want the land for snug to cook. Under the sea, we have the hook up. We got no trouble. Life is the bubbles under the sea.
Under the sea.
Under the sea.
Under the sea.
Since life is bigger, we got the bigger naturally.
Naturally,
even the sturgeon and the ray. They just the earth start to play. We got to hear it, you got to hear it. Under the sea. Play the flute, the top, play the harp, the place, play the bass, the sound, the job, the bass, play the brass, the chop, play the tom. The flute is the duke of soul.
Yeah.
The rake, he can play the lings of the play the tom, fucking up the black fish. He sings the belt and the sprat, they know where it's at, they know that blow is.
little clown here, no hat to jam here, under the sea. This little slug here, cutting a rug here, under the sea. This little snail here, no hat to whale here, that's why it's hot now, under the water. Yeah, we in luck here, down in the muck here, under the sea.
Well, whether you're under the sea, on top of the rug, or on top of the cliff holding up a baby cub, or trying to save yourself from falling in love with a hairy beast, I don't know what your life brings with you. If it brings you a little bit of happiness and smiles to your heart, if it reminds you a little bit of your childhood or your child's childhood or your grandchild's childhood or whoever's childhood it is, if you've done something stupid because of a cartoon and this show has reminded you to tell your mother what happened to that thing that was missing when you didn't know it, she was looking for it until she found out it was broken and you blamed it on the dog, cat, or little brother, whoever it was that you did. Just keep living for being young at heart. Enjoy your shows to the utmost. Tonight was The Lion King. In 2 weeks, it'll be Aladdin. And I don't know. I'll continue to watch Beauty and the Beast until they steal my computer and erase my downloads. I will be enjoying what life has always brought me. And the thought of being young at heart means allowing yourself to enjoy life instead of letting life enjoy you. So this is All Flowing Big Mama, Axe AF, Big Mama's Truth, so the kind of truth you are accustomed to? Nah, but the kind of truth that you damn well need to hear. And sometimes it just be a flashback of the shit that you done been through. So until next week, Sunday, 8 p.m., where I'll have a whole totally different topic and probably some words I probably mispronounced or misfed, or I even said some shit that you just don't agree with, but you just can't stop listening because it is funny as hell. I'll see you next week. Have a good night.